Hi, thank you. Yeah, no, I don't know if expert is the right word to call me, but no, I have been studying the National Hockey League for several years now. I'm so glad to be here to talk to you at the Joe Louis Arena during halftime of the Red Wings game. Yeah, let me just give you, like, for our viewers out there, let me just give you a little background about the National Hockey League. You might not know, but this is actually the second hockey league to be founded in North America. The first was disbanded in 1909. And, you know, the National Hockey League only had 8 members in it to begin with. The first 8 teams were the Montreal Canadiens, New York Rangers, Boston Bruins, the Detroit Cougars, later, of course, the Detroit Red Wings, the Chicago Blackhawks, Calgary Tigers, Vancouver Millionaires, and the Toronto St. Patricks. Now, of course, we know them as the Toronto Maple Leafs. And then, of course, now we have over 30 teams in the NHL, huge franchise, 6 of which are located in Canada and 24 in the United States. And the NHL just kept doubling in size, doubled once and then doubled again after World War II and throughout the 60s. The league, as we know it now, was founded in 1917 in Montreal, Canada. Right, exactly. So the Stanley Cup, the oldest professional sports trophy in North America, as it so happens, is awarded annually to the league playoff champion at the end of each season. So that's the top prize for our hockey players. And the Detroit Red Wings, who we're seeing play here tonight at the Joe Louis, are the most successful American team with 11 Stanley Cup championships. It's quite impressive. Now, of course, the most famous player in the history of the NHL is indisputably Wayne Gretzky, nicknamed the Great One. Now, who doesn't know Wayne Gretzky, right? He played for the Edmonton Oilers, the Los Angeles Kings, the St. Louis Blues, but of course he is most famous for his time spent with the New York Rangers. Now, upon his retirement on April 18, 1999, he held 40 regular season records, 15 playoff records, and 6 All-Star records. He is the only National Hockey League member to total over 200 points in one season, a feat he accomplished a whopping 4 times. Now, NHL games begin in September. And the playoffs, of course, begin in the spring, so you've still got plenty of time to catch up on the regular season leading up to the Stanley Cup playoffs in May. So, yeah, great. Well, it looks like the game's starting up, and we'll see you after the second half.